Speaker!
Order, order.
Parliament sitting under urgency to pass the government's Canterbury Water Bill, but paused for question time, which included this one for Prime Minister John Key from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Is he aware that the Agriculture Minister, David Carter, owns a farm with an irrigation consent in the Hurunui district and stands to benefit financially if the proposed Hurunui irrigation scheme goes ahead?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, well, I am aware that he owns a farm in that area. I'm not aware whether he'd benefit from it because, for one thing, the whole matter needs to be considered by the Commissioners.
The Prime Minister didn't believe that there'd been any conflict of interest, although Russell Norman had another question.
Was it appropriate for David Carter to allegedly approach the people who applied for the water conservation order at a function on 3rd September 2009... requesting that they freeze their application for 12 to 18 months while they were in the middle of a judicial process to apply for a water conservation order?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I'm not going to offer a view on wild and unproven allegations from the member, but I would point out that water conservation orders are the matter of the Minister of the Environment, and that is not Mr Carter.
The Green co-leader's request to table a document supporting his claim was blocked by the government, leading him to put this final question to the Prime Minister.
If the Prime Minister discovers, when looking at the documents that I have been unable to table in the House, that it is in fact the case that Minister Carter asked the applicants not to proceed with the water conservation order, does he believe that it does meet the high standards he requires of his ministers?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Once again, I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions on unproven situations. All I can tell the member is one thing I know about David Carter is he manages his superannuation funds better than the Green Party does.
And Russell Norman came in for more criticism from Environment Minister Nick Smith after debate on the Canterbury Water Management Bill resumed after question time.
I would note that Jeanette Fitzsimons, who was a passionate leader of environmental issues, in all the years of which I spent the House, religiously focused on playing the ball and not the man. And what I've seen from Russell Norman, and I actually think it will be terminal for the Green Party, is that he's chosen to attack the integrity of Wyatt Creech and the others that did the review, and today he started on David Carter. There is a very important thing I do want to put on the record. On Monday, when the Cabinet made its decisions on Environment Canterbury and on this bill, David Carter was not even present.
Environment Minister Nick Smith, while both Maori Party co-leaders were put on the spot by Labour questions testing their relationships with their National Cabinet colleagues. First, there were questions for Tariana Turia from Labour's Deputy Leader Annette King.
My questions to the Associate Minister of Social Development and Employment. Does she stand by all her recent statements?
The Honourable Tariana Turia.
Mr Speaker, 99.9% of them.
The Honourable Annette King.
Supplementary question, Mr Speaker. Supplementary question, Mr
Honourable
Speaker.
Annette King.
Who is correct? The Minister herself, who said yesterday, quote, "At the last minute, we were given a copy of the reforms. That makes it really difficult to have an input into them." Or the Minister of Social Development, Paula Bennett, who said yesterday, "The first meeting on the social welfare reforms occurred on the 26th of November 2009, 4 months ago.
Honourable Tariana Turia.
Mr Speaker, I'm responsible for the comments I made, and I made those comments on the basis that the government had designed those policies pre-becoming the government and that we weren't party to that. I at no point talked about consultation, never used those words in my interview.
There was a similar question for Tariana Turia's co-leader, Peter Sharples, from Labour's Kelvin Davis.
Does he stand by all his statements?
The Honourable Dr Peter Sharples.
To the member, 99.98%.
Kelvin Davis.
Supplementary. Which of his statements does he stand by? The one where he said national standards were dangerous for Māori, the one where he said national standards were okay, the statement where he told his staff Kura didn't believe in national standards and neither did he, and that he was fundamentally opposed to them, or the one where he said he was again comfortable with them but still worried about league tables?
The Honourable Dr Peter Sharples.
That's the point 0.02 you're talking about. I stand by all those statements made at different times.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.